Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It's the first time here. And there will be those who would say, I've seen channeling before. This cannot be channeling. It was too fast. In order for a human being to channel, you might say, there has to be a preparation. Because the channeling experience is one that goes beyond 3D, literally taps in to things which you would call dimensions in your mind, different kinds of reality. And the man here in the chair claims to go to that place which is multidimensional and bring me forward. Dear ones, this is a perception that is not accurate anymore. There has been a large shift on the planet. And the very way metaphysics works, the actual details have shifted and changed. If you ask those in the room, how they liked 2013, there are some who will say, well, it was fine, and others would say it was the worst year ever. When things started to change, even for the healers and for the mediums, for the readers, you see, the paradigm that is spiritual and the rules of physics that are spiritual started to move. It is true that the 3D corporeal body and consciousness does not exist well in a multidimensional state. And for that reason, the mediums of the past, not only could they not stay there long, but they had to prepare themselves in such a way that there was breathing and there was paradigm shifting in all of this. And my partner sits in the chair, and instantly I'm here. I have said this before so many times in so many places, but since this is the first one, it does not assume that there are those in the audience who have listened in the past to other times I've spoken of. So I'll tell it to you again. What you see here and now is a meld. No longer is there a black and white effect where you shut one door and open another. Literally, this is the way spirituality has been. Even the way it is practiced, even in this land and other lands, it is linear. You live your life the way you want to, and then you open a door called worship, and you go in and you dress for it, you do things, you kneel, you pray, you cry, and then you come home, you shut the door, and you, again, live like you wish. You open the door and you shut it, not understanding that corporally you are God. That inside you there is the spirituality of the heavens itself. There is no open and closing a door anymore. Years ago, I told my partner that he would have to accept this and stop a channeling where he sat in the chair, got ready, opened the door, went someplace else, and then came back later. And so the meld is what you see. And this is the invitation for every single old soul on the planet. And we have said this before. When you leave this room, having come to a spiritual event with a certain attitude, a certain paradigm of consciousness, when you leave this event, don't you dare change that. No matter what you're going to do, whether it's to go and do your laundry or your dishes or have a meal, carry God with you out the door. That is your lineage. There is nothing greater than this lineage. It's beyond all things that you think are in your biology. And for this kind of time in history, you are being asked to take this spiritual lineage and show it first. Not who you think you are, not who your chemistry says you are, or your race, or your belief, but what's inside that is in divine order. Years ago, when I said that to my partner, he didn't believe it could be done. And he started to rehearse it. And he realized the more he claimed it could be his, the easier it was. And that is another principle that we wish to teach yet again to this group. Dear ones, the anticipation of good things creates the good things. The anticipation of what is going to be benevolent in your life creates a certain kind of cooperation with the very universe you live in. It is hard to believe that your thoughts would then have an effect around you or synchronicity to put things together, but they do. And this is not necessarily new, for you've known that you can heal yourself in this way, but suddenly we are telling you, you can create synchronicity this way. Who are you going to meet by accident? And if you say, I don't believe in that, I will tell you, you'll meet no one. If you expect poor things, you'll get poor things. In this new energy, it's almost like the universe was next to you with a book, writing everything you say, and then fulfilling your order. That's never going to happen for me, you might say. You're right. Have a nice day. You're right. These things aren't real. Okay. You're right. That's your order. Here's your fulfillment. Have a nice day. This is how clear it is, dear ones. Your belief, your expectations, how you feel about yourself, life, others, situations, is going to have to shift slightly. Catch yourself being cynical. Catch yourself so that you can turn it around, understanding, if I claim benevolence, I'm going to get benevolence. The very thought group that you put out, stating to yourself that you are okay with what's going to happen and expect beautiful things, will create synchronicity that will create it, and you'll have beautiful things. You are then creating your own reality. It's not God in the sky, it's you. And this is the biggest difference between what you have heard and grown up with, the claims to be systems of spirituality, not understanding the biggest system is you. Inside, not outside. We've said that before. You don't ask God for things when God is inside you. You have to understand that you are part of the creative source. Therefore, the power lies in you. And the power comes with love, compassion, understanding, and benevolence. And all the other things that you call darkness and fear are not of God. Therefore, you can control your life by how you think and work with your own consciousness and your own selves. And there are those in the room that say, where do I start? How does it begin? And I will say to you, you start slowly. But first you have to believe it. It's not something you're going to try anymore. You tried this and it didn't work. You tried this and it didn't work. You tried this. That's because you never really believed in any of them. It's almost like taking a pill and hoping it works. There is no hope. Now there is cognizing. There is belief. Like you believe in gravity or you believe in light. They are what they are. You believe that what you think today will then be created tomorrow. I do not say these things lightly. And then I say to all of you, test it. Go out and try it. And see whether indeed this new energy is now supporting the old soul like it never has before. Like it never has before. There are those in this audience that need to hear this. It's okay. It's okay now. It's safe now. You can come out now. And you should know that you can try things again now that you never, ever had work before. You can change your mind about things that you have said would never happen because the wind is at your back. This is a new time for you. It's why Cryon is here. Don't believe me. Go do it. And come back then with a smile on your face and saying, I never knew it could be this way. You are the creators. I am Cryon. I'll be back. And so it is.